This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is John Jetter, who is the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
You've got one of the subscription concerts under your belt in 2012-2013.
That's right. Yeah, we had a really fun and I think very successful opening concert. Audience loved it. And we did the Egmont Overture of Beethoven, and we had a really outstanding pianist named Charlie Albright play the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 21, and then we performed The Planets by Gustav Holst, and it was a neat season opener. The one thing that I would I think is worth mentioning about that, one of many things, there were so many kids at this concert. It was just so nice to see, and kids from high school age down to, I'm sure there are all ages there, but like a lot of kids like 8, 9, 10 years old, and they were actually bringing their friends, and they loved it.
Do you think part of that is the Earquake series that you've been doing for the past several years, or is it parents just wanting to expose?
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
That's, yeah.
And it's neat that the kids come and they just are in, you know, this was a straight, I guess, classical concert, straight season opener. There was a little Beyond the Score that we did that the audience always likes, where we kind of went through the planets and, mm-hmm. you know, mentioned something about each movement. But we're just seeing that more and more. It's just I hear a lot of people who've been going for like, wow, it almost looks like a kids' concert in some ways, which is nice. That's ultimately what you want. You want a real nice mix of you know, your traditional symphony goers. You want lots of young people. You know, you want different folks there. So it's a real nice congregation of people for sure.
Now on the 20th, a bit different. You're going to have the Capitol Quartet there. There's going to be a lot of brass. There's going to be some swing.
That is correct. The Capitol Quartet is a saxophone quartet, and it's comprised of four guys who are not, of course, super professional performers. They're also faculty members at universities in the country, and they're going to be doing a bunch of different pieces, kind of ultimately maybe a little more jazzy than I was expecting, but I mean in a very good way. It's just that they do a lot of takeoffs on classical music, and they're doing I Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. They're doing the Paganini variations, but this is like a jazz whacked out version. Bugle Call Rag, which you think, well, okay, they're going to do a ragtime thing. It's got that element, of course, with a lot of different stuff. They're doing Für Elise of Beethoven. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not going to remain straight for very long. They're doing the Quattro Sassofoni, the Four Seasons, but the jazz saxophone version.
Vivaldi.
Yeah.
With sax.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, pretty interesting. Really neat piece, the Nutcracker Swing, which is pretty cool. And then Bach, Beethoven, Bebop, and Beyond. And that's also known as the History of Classical Music in 8 Minutes. So they're doing a really neat program. The orchestra is also performing the overture to Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg by Wagner. That'll open the program. And then we'll be doing the Polonaise from the opera Eugene Onegin by Tchaikovsky. They'll be the orchestra-only pieces. And then the quartet will also do the Fugue Well Tempered. Tempered. That's just quartet-only, and they do a couple of other quartet-only pieces. They're just terrific, and they're very busy performers, and I think people are really going to enjoy them. Also, that concert is on the 20th of October. On the day before, they're giving a free concert at UA Fort Smith, just the quartet. You know, I think it's either at 1 or 3 o'clock. You can check on – if you go to UA Fort Smith, if you go to their music department website and click on either events or concerts, you'll see. And they're also doing a free master class. So we have this little collaboration with the college.
So that's Friday the 19th.
Yes.
And then Saturday the 20th.
Right. So they've got a busy day. Yeah, they've got master class, recital, then they come and rehearse with us all in the same day. And we just have a few tickets left, as is
always
the case. We're at – I think we're at 91% capacity in terms of sold tickets just on season tickets for – Yeah, you're looking at me funny.
Well, you know, I think I've asked you this before. I don't know if I've asked you this on the air before, but at what point?
At what point do you? Well, okay, I can almost answer that. We have 1,324 seats, something like that. I think our cutoff's about, you know, it was right around 1,200, a little more than that, whatever that 91% is. But actually, in this case, I think I don't really know if we can sell anymore. I think what happens is we get to around this 1,200 mark, and about that time, people start buying individual tickets, and we get into situations, and I know this has happened already for maybe our last 20 or 30 subscribers, is when they'll call for season tickets, they can't get the same seat for all the concerts. Mm-hmm. We kind of have to piecemeal something. And I know we'll be doing a segment about Christmas, and I want to explain that a little more. That's actually sold out. We sold out for Christmas, I mean, even like in September. Hmm. However... we have a lot of people – well, everyone wants season tickets. They want their seats. But, of course, like any organization, like any orchestra, when you have season tickets, you have sometimes people can't come. That's normal. And what's happening is our season ticket holders are getting very good now. We've had to really go after them to call in and turn in their tickets. And we have a pretty aggressive program now of turning around any season tickets that get turned in. And even though we're sold out for things, we do want to encourage people to call, because if there's any way we can get people in there, we're doing it. We're doing a really good job. And so if you want to come to a quote-unquote sold-out concert, please call and get on a waiting list. If a tickets become open, we'll contact you. Sometimes people will turn some in the day of. Sometimes people have had luck going down to the concert hall the day of for tickets. And it's happened enough to where I think people – there are some people who go, I don't think I want a sure bet. I want to know that I have the ticket. It's worth it to take the chance to go down there or to get on the list. Sometimes people go, I don't want to be on a list. And sometimes that list is huge. Like we'll probably have 300 or 400 people on that list for Christmas, for example. Yeah, so we're a ways away from it, but we're starting to have to think about, you know, do we start doing some double performances,
exactly,
and that sort of thing.
I mean, and I realize that brings in some added expense because you have to pay the musicians more.
Exactly.
You have to pay for the hall for longer.
Exactly. And, you know, if we have 1,300 seats, it's nice to have a waiting list of 400, but maybe you need to get to a waiting list that has 800
right
on it to justify another.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, later this concert season, you have a show that goes on the road, DePoto.
That's right. And that's our John Williams concert. That's April 20th and 21st, I think. And we do an all John Williams program in Fort Smith, and we're sort of thinking that if there's runoff or people who come to hear us from Eastern Oklahoma could possibly do this Poto concert.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're running out of room. And the other interesting issue is on stage, we're running out of room also. I mean, if you come to our concerts, I mean, the orchestra is like spilling out almost on the edge of the stage. And because, you know, the orchestra's – so I think we had 99 for the concert, the season opener. So it's pretty neat stuff, actually. And the orchestra's playing really well.
As of right now, to the best of your knowledge, still some tickets left for the October 20th concert.
That is correct.
Okay.
FortSmithSymphony.org for more information. And if you're interested in tickets, 479-452-7575, extension 5, and just say, hey, I want tickets. How can I get tickets? So that's the best I can tell you.
Okay. Thank you, John.
All right.
At All Things Considered, we don't just bring you the day's news. We interview actors, musicians, and artists of all stripes and take the time to understand what really drives them. We learn the story behind the story to get at the deeper truths that connect us all. I'm Melissa Block. Stop by for your daily dose of discovery every afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered, every weekday afternoon beginning at 3 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons beginning at 4 on KUAF 91.3 FM.